If you or your students are needing to create some charts and you don't have a charting package, then you could do a lot worse than using ChartGizmo and creating the charts online. Signing up is very straightforward and simple. The interface is uncluttered. You've just got the basic things that you'd need in order to produce your chart. If you're familiar with the features in spreadsheets that create charts, what you see here won't be unfamiliar at all. So creating your first chart, you start by giving it a title, as you might expect, choosing the chart type, and all the usual suspects are available. So you've got bar charts, pie charts, line graphs, they can be 3D, Cartesian plots, in other words, XY plots, and so forth. You can choose the size of the chart as it's going to appear online in pixels, so a width and a height. Do all the usual things like giving it labels. And then obviously the important thing is the data. Now you can enter the data manually, column by column. If you were doing some readings in an experiment, that might be the way you want to do it. You can also, though, import data. And you can import data from a table. You can import data from Excel just simply by copying all the columns and the information you want and pasting them straight into ChartGizmo. Having done that, you can continuously preview the chart as it's formed and see what it's going to look like, but ultimately you'll want to save it and you also want to share it with others. Your publishing options are quite varied. You've got several options. You can either provide a link directly to the page on which the chart sits, so you can do that. You can also provide users with a flash-based version, an interactive chart, and I'll post something a little bit further down in this post so you can see an example of that. It gives you an embed code to provide all of that. If you are pulling your data from somewhere else, and ChartGizmo allows you to do that, you can also create a dynamic version of the chart, which updates itself as your dynamic data updates. So that's quite a powerful feature. I think I'll enjoy using ChartGizmo.